Hello, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bites by MSDN. And the red shirt is out. Look who's sitting next to me, an old friend of the show, Scott Guthrie.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much for doing this, Scott. The red shirt means you just walked off a keynote.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff here at Build. But let's talk about your new role first.
Sure.
To tell our developer audience that you haven't left us for server stuff. you still own a ton of the dev stack in addition to your new role.
Yeah. So I in May I took a slightly different role where I'm kind of much more involved in Windows Azure and kind of our overall kind of efforts are in that. The cloud space. And so I've been spending most of my time this summer focused on that. But as part of that, I kind of own kind of our server app platform pieces. And so, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, are you leaving ASP.NET and .NET? And no, I still run the ASP.NET team and parts of the Visual Studio team. And a lot of the server-side .NET pieces I didn't own before, like WCF and Workflow and AppFabric and Service Bus and BizTalk and a few other pieces. Are now part of my team as well. So I'm still very involved in the developer space, haven't gone anywhere. I have been busy the last couple of months, so I haven't been blogging as regularly. Still very much involved in developers and Visual Studio and .NET.
Awesome. So in this little interview, let's focus on Dev 11 or Visual Studio mm-hmm. 2032 or whenever you ship this.
Yeah.
Dev 11, let's also talk about some features on the Azure side.
Sure. Yeah, so one of the things that we're shipping today, actually, is the Visual Studio 11 developer preview. It's a pretty great release, and it includes .NET 4.5, which is the next release of .NET. You can use it to build both new Windows 8 applications, as well as, obviously, you can use .NET 4.5 and Visual Studio on existing operating systems as well. Yeah, it's a pretty great release. There's tons and tons of editor improvements. And overall IDE improvements, you know, great improvement to unit testing, to TFS, to code analysis, you know, great improvements across the .NET framework. Async is now integrated with languages and integrated as part of the, you know, BCL and a lot of our framework libraries that didn't previously support async APIs. Tons and tons of improvements to ASP.NET, both on the web form side as well as the MVC side. Lots of great improvements with Entity Framework Code First and migrations on the data side. On the WCF space, we've got lots of REST and WCF web API improvements to build REST-based services, lots of new workflow activities and workflow features, lots of improvements to WPF around data binding and performance and control enhancements, lots of improvements to the base class library and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff I'm probably forgetting.
Remember all that stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a pretty powerful release, and it's a compatible release. One of the things that I think we're talking about today in one of our sessions that also I know people have asked about in the past whenever we've done a release is, you know, okay, is it side-by-side compatible? Do you support multi-targeting? How does that work? And so, yes, you can install it side-by-side with Visual Studio 2010 and other releases of Visual Studio. You can use it to target older versions of the .NET framework just like you can with VS 2010. And then the other big change that we've made, finally, that I know people will like is that we are also solution and project file compatible with older releases as well, which means that you can open an existing VS 2010 project in VS 11, edit it, make changes to it, open up the designer, redesign UI, hit save, close the project, and then someone else in your team that's using an older version of Visual Studio can open the exact same project up and continue working on it. And so it's no longer a kind of one-way transition to the new release of the tools. So it's a pretty sweet release. We're pretty excited about it.
Outstanding. Yeah, we're all looking forward to it. And there's one thing we should pluck out of what you just said. .NET 4.5 will work in today's world, and it will work in tomorrow's
yep.
world.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of fear about .NET maybe changing to the point where it was can annoy some people. But clearly, you've got a path into the future, which
yeah.
is very exciting. Now, let's switch to the Azure side.
Yep.
You've got a ton of features coming there. In fact, I was laughing today talking to one of your teammates about the cadence of releases in Azure. You guys are going very quickly. There's advances to the service bus. Why don't you go through all that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally I'd say, you know, what we're trying to do is kind of ship on service-based time, which is kind of a different model from, you know, kind of traditionally a lot of the products I've been involved in, which are, you know, oh, we ship on this date, and then you download it, and, you know, it's the same bits for a year, and then you ship the next release and so on. And, you know, in a services-based world, you have the flexibility. You can ship multiple times a day if you want to.
Interesting difference, huh?
It's an interesting difference. And, you know, and it actually allows a much more agile-based kind of workflow. And so, you know, I think you'll actually see most, you know, I'm actually pushing most of our teams to kind of think about a six-week release cadence. That doesn't mean that, you know, doesn't necessarily even mean that it's new features, but, you know, can you make things faster? Can you make things better? Can you think, you know, can you fix bugs faster? You know, I think you're going to see kind of a wave of innovation and improvements start to happen shortly. I think this week we actually released a whole bunch of great stuff in terms of Service Bus V2, the new Azure 1.5 SDK, as well as some of the improvements that we're announcing around geo-replication of data and things like that. And so there's a bunch of stuff that's coming this week, and I think you're going to see the cadence get even faster and more steady. And it doesn't mean big earth changing. Oh my God, I'm scared. I have to learn lots of new things. But it just means, you know, constant improvement going forward.
Yeah, keep going, man.
Yeah.
press them harder and harder. Hey, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for all the great work that your team's doing for us devs in the field.
Cool. I appreciate it. And definitely looking forward to a couple more good years in terms of delivering all those things.
Awesome. And thank you guys for watching.